This weekend, the Spring Garden Festival returns to Chattanooga. The Master Gardeners of Hamilton County, along with the University of Tennessee Extension, will present the outdoor festival on Saturday, starting at 10 a.m., around the Hamilton County Extension Ag Center and Bonnie Oaks Arboretum. Proceeds will help fund scholarships and community grants. Suzanne Ford is the current president of the Master Gardeners, and Carlton Mathis is a member.
Every year we put on an annual expo at the Camp Jordan Arena that the Master Gardeners were not able to organize this year owing to uncertainties, but we pulled ourselves together and decided that outdoors in May would be the perfect time to have a spring garden festival. People are still planting. People are still looking for things to learn and to do. And so May 15th at the Ag Center off of Bonnie Oaks Drive, the Master Gardeners and some vendors will be there to welcome the public live and in person for some education, fun, and purchasing.
And Carlton, you've been involved with Master Gardeners for a decade now.
That's correct. What I'm responsible for on the festival is the setup of the site. We have 16 demonstration booths who have set up. The topics range from composting, raised beds, straw bale gardening, pollinators, bluebirds, it goes on and on. And then we have 15 vendors who are providing landscaping and gardening related things to buy to support the festival.
What are some of the topics that you have been hearing from Master Gardeners leading up to the expo?
People started gardening during this past year when we were all at home. Suddenly people turned to their own spaces. We get a lot of questions about vegetables. We do get questions about composting and mulching, how to protect. I know that when a plant gets a disease, Master Gardeners have a hotline that people can call or email. They can send us pictures. So it's usually, what is this on my zucchini plant? Or why is this wilting? Or what's on my tree? Things to do with survival of whatever it is you put in the ground. And we offer encouragement. So I think those are among the questions that people ask us. A lot about vegetables. So what do you think, Carlton?
Another line of questioning, you know, due to the tornado last year, a lot of people asking pruning questions, how to reestablish trees. There's a lot of people in East Brainerd area in Collegedale that used to be shade gardeners. Now, because of the trees were removed, they're in full sun. So that's it's a whole different way of gardening for a lot of people. And a lot of people they're not familiar with, especially the people new to gardening, they're not familiar with the time cycle of gardening. But after Mother's Day, you're pretty much free to plant any sun-loving vegetable or plant you want. April 15th is our typical last frost date, you know, historically. So if you go past April 15th in the May and Mother's Day, then the weather should warm up. And the key is not necessarily the weather, but the ground temperature. So after Mother's Day, the ground temperature starts warming up. And once the ground warms up, all your sun-loving plants and vegetables, they'll do a lot better.
What are you planting now or looking forward to planting soon?
Well, I always recommend everybody plant tomatoes. Black cherry, it's an heirloom black cherry tomato plant. And because of my recommendation alone, those plants are hard to find this year. But if you find some black cherry tomatoes, you'll be well pleased. They produce well. They produce about quarter size, dark purplish reddish tomatoes that are super sweet. I like to call it a gateway vegetable for kids that don't like vegetables. You know, you give them a black cherry tomato and they'll change your mind. Another variety of tomatoes I like to recommend is the Cherokee Purple. That's another heirloom. It's an ugly, ugly fruit, but the taste and texture is superb. They're great on sandwiches or, you know, a lot of people eat, you know, mayonnaise and tomato sandwiches here in the South. So that's an excellent tomato for that. But I tend to tell people when I recommend things to the garden is to grow things that you would normally go to Walmart and public produce section and buy. You know, green beans, squash, zucchini, cucumbers, all those grow well in this area. And even the beginning gardener can be very successful. One thing people tend to do is plant things, you know, too close together, plant too many. One zucchini plant will give you enough zucchini for your entire neighborhood. So don't overdo zucchini.
I am putting in some tomatoes. I'm paying attention to the people who know how to grow vegetables better than I do. I do a lot of more planting in my boxes along my deck. That would be pollinators. I look to attract hummingbirds, bees, butterflies, and I have a lot of native plants. I have some native honeysuckle that is a definite hummingbird magnet. And I think a lot of master gardeners are, we're all interested in saving pollinators. So along with things that you can grow, I've been growing some tomatoes in containers, but I'm looking to plant some more plants to attract butterflies. Certain plants attract specific butterflies. And I've also let my lawn get a little unkempt in the back, not in the front. In the spring, this is actually a good thing because the bees are out there looking for nectar and the normal spring plants aren't necessarily out yet. So if they have something in the lawn that they can feed off of, that helps. And I think we're all trying to create, as our area is becoming so developed, those open areas that provide shelter and food for the wildlife are becoming scarce. So it's really important for the homeowners to try to recreate that area as much as possible. I'm not saying attract a colony of raccoons, but provide shelter for birds, bluebirds. That's something that the master gardeners are working on. Carlton makes beautiful bluebird houses. So I think that's something that we should all think about, planting for attracting bees, butterflies, hummingbirds, and other wildlife.
A lot of the school kids are learning things in relation to the pollinator gardens and native planting. Suzanne mentioned her backyard, and one of the things that really, really gets bees going this year is clover. You know, we will go to a vendor's booth and buy honey made from the clover, but then in our yards, we put down weed and feed that kills the clover. So you have to decide which end of the fence you're going to be on. If you can have a little messier yard, but have it more natural, that's better for the environment.
And where can people go online for more information?
Our website is www.mghc.org. And it is comprehensive. You can find everything gardening and about the master gardeners.
All right. Suzanne, Carlton, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.